1100 KNZZ, news you can depend on.
I'm Libby Pelletier in the KNZZ News Center. No national monument designation for the Dolores Canyons area. That's what community members say in a study commissioned by Mesa County. The online survey conducted by Magellan Strategies found 60% of residents of Mesa, Montrose, and San Miguel counties oppose monument designation, mainly due to concerns about increased restrictions, desire for local control, and potential negative impacts on the local economy and environment. Lots of action in the state legislature as the session winds down next Wednesday. The Denver Post says Democratic lawmakers made a deal with Governor Polis backing a $450 million state income tax cut in exchange for passing a child tax credit. Polis's tax cut would reduce the income tax rate 0.15% this year and by varying levels in future years depending on the size of each year's state surplus under the Taxpayers' Bill of Rights. The 21st Judicial District Critical Incident Response Team has been activated to investigate a use of force incident involving two Mesa County Sheriff's deputies at Central High School April 24th. No injuries were reported, and the deputies, Michael Hand and Philip Peterson, are on paid administrative leave. Body camera video has been released on the Sheriff's Office website. Motorcycle Safety Awareness Month starts today. The State Department of Transportation stepping up efforts to protect riders. 2022 was the deadliest year for motorcyclists in Colorado. Last year, the number of rider deaths dropped 10%. CDOT urging motorcyclists to wear a helmet every time they ride, wear high visibility gear, keep speeds down, and never ride impaired. The federal government is moving toward reclassifying marijuana. The move does not legalize marijuana for recreational use, but does give the green light for medicinal purposes. I'm Libby Pelletier in the News Center.